Brian and Tricia, we are Quixie 98.3. Well, we've heard about the Christmas star all of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
The star that guided the wise men to the place of the birth and nativity of Jesus. It seems like that science actually marries up with the biblical story.
Okay.
So the Christmas star may have actually been the convergence of Jupiter and Saturn to the naked eye, appearing to be one of the brightest things in the sky, if only fairly briefly. This will
happen. For such a time as that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This will happen on the evening of December 21st, making it nearly a Christmas star. The last time that they appeared to the naked eye from planet Earth's vantage point to be this close together was March 4th, the year 1226.
How do they know that?
And the last time we had a great conjunction that appeared anywhere near this close was in the year 1623.
Wow.
But they're literally able to look at the sky and run the clock backwards due to the way that the planets and the stars move.
It's pretty amazing that they can do that.
And figure out where things are and what they were. So if you roll the clock back another 1,200 years or so, there was a convergence at that point that probably would have been what we refer to as the Christmas star.
Hmm.
So there's a scientific explanation for the biblical event, which is really cool.
Yes, and that totally makes sense.
Yeah. God's pretty smart.
Yeah, totally. Smarter than all of us.
Yeah, all of us put together even.
Yeah, and then some.
There's some really cool stuff happening in the month of December. There's other astrological events. The Geminid meteor shower, one of the best of the year, takes place this month. There's a total solar eclipse, and there's a breakdown of other things that you can find. Just go and look at your favorite star-following website, and they'll tell you all the details. But yeah, lots
your
of cool stuff.
Your favorite star-following website, is that what it's called?
Yeah. Okay. Not really. No, I follow three or four different ones with meteorological events.
Your favorite one. I don't have one that I follow, so I don't have a favorite.
Well, I have several I follow, but yeah, just search for
my favorite star.
Oh, I'm going to cry, I really am. You're just so mean.